The Mountain West is a mecca for nature photographers, but they're facing some new competitors these days. Us. Anyone with a smartphone now has a fancy camera in their pocket, and if they're lucky, they can stumble on a shot that a professional photographer's been waiting on for days. A grizzly, the elusive black-footed ferret, a perfect sunrise. Madeline Beck reports.
I'm walking along a trail north of Boise, Idaho, near dusk with photographer Glenn Oakley.
Over there.
Oakley points to something flying a bit in the distance.
See that owl? It's an owl.
We're out in these somewhat rocky open hills so he can show me what he looks for to photograph.
That's actually sort of the key spot down there, those outcrops. So we should go down there before the light completely vanishes.
Oakley's been a freelance nature photographer for decades, working with publications like Smithsonian Magazine, Life, and the New York Times. He's loved getting out and seeing beautiful landscapes.
And it kept me out of a cubicle. Very important.
He's 64 now and says things have changed since he started in college, from film to digital, from well-paying magazines to low-paying online websites, and to dealing with the new kid on the block, the smartphone. Those changes are steadily eating into freelancers' incomes.
$1,500 a day would be kind of plus expenses. That was, kind of normal. I think it's a lot harder to get now.
He's now up against people who may get a decent photo with their phone and then give it away for free on sites like Flickr or post it on an increasing number of apps to sell to customers or brands, apps like Fope or Snapwire. Oakley has largely moved on to video because that's where the work is. He says digital technology has opened up the world of photography to more people, and that's a good thing, but he sees smartphone hobby photographers in the wilderness as a negative trend.
And especially if the photograph doesn't really add anything to the world, because it's been shot a million times, maybe just put the camera down and take a breath and, see what it looks like with your eyes.
I will either turn on Do Not Disturb on my phone or turn it off and just shoot everything with my DSLR and not worry about the phone.
That's Annie Koch in Missoula, Montana. She has about 5 years under her belt as a professional photographer. She agrees that phones and social media can be distracting and stressful, but she relies on them too.
Everything is on Instagram, and if you're a photographer, that's the best way to get recognized and to be seen is to have a really cohesive, nice-looking Instagram page.
She says the sheer number of Mountain West nature photographers can be daunting. It's hard to stand out and be unique while being absolutely confident that your stuff is worth seeing above all the others.
I think the hardest part is overcoming that self-doubt and the pressures that come with social media right now.
But Koch says there's a distinction between amateur photographers and professionals. One takes photos to capture the moment, while the other uses photos as a medium for art. And art generally has something to say, and Koch does have a message.
I really want to be able to show women in a more realistic way in the outdoors so that women can feel more included and empowered.
That's especially important to her, she says, as a female nature photographer in a male-dominated field. Across the country, Janet Pritchard is a photography and art professor at the University of Connecticut. She says she fell in love with photography in the Mountain West, and like Annie, she believes a true professional artist doesn't just capture a beautiful moment, they send a message.
And oftentimes those people are photographing things that are less mythic, less ideal, less beautiful, sometimes even very difficult to look at.
And of course, you can create this type of photographic art on a smartphone too. In fact, Pritchard now teaches a course on cell phone photography. That's something the famous landscape photographer Ansel Adams would have probably applauded. He predicted and welcomed the idea of digital technology in this medium. Adams died in 1984, but here he is on a BBC program the year before his death.
The thing that excites me is that within not too many years, we're going to have a entirely new medium of expression in the electronic image. And I know the potentials are there. I know it's going to be wonderful.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.